When the Maimer of Achaydash Azelachem Toshin Tezvav, the Rebbe is explaining the Inyan of Yesh Ma'ayin and Ilov Olo. So again, to remind you how we got into this subject, because the Rebbe is explaining what we say every day in davening, HaMachadish B'tuvoy B'chol Yoyim Tomet Ma'ayse V'reishis. Every day the Eibusha creates the world again from new, and the source of the fact that the Eibusha creates the world again from new is from Tuvoy, from the Eibusha's goodness. That's an akudah the Rebbe is coming to explain. So therefore the Rebbe explains how the difference between Ilov Olol and Yesh Ma'ayin. So we already saw here in the Nekudah that we learned yesterday that when it comes to the Inyan of Ilov Olol, the Olol, the level that comes out, is not constantly dependent on the source where it comes from. There is a certain Huzdavar, the something of the source that's transmitted to this new level, and it's here, it exists. It's not a Hischachus, it's not something which is brand new. Yesh Ma'ayin is different though. Yesh Ma'ayin, there's no place for it, b'chlal. There's no source for it. It's a chiddush. It's a brand new metzias that's created. Over there has to be a constant chiddush again. Constantly. That's b'tuvei b'chol yom tamid. That's an akudah. So here, in Sifei, Rebbe is in the middle of explaining how this applies to various levels in the Olamos. So in Olamos, Biyah, from Bria to Yitzirah to Asiyah, that's all Ilov Olol. Even though there's a big distance from one world to another, but it's still all considered to be Ilov Olol. There's something of the new level that's related to the higher level. It's not something brand new. However, Yesh Ma'ayin, so here we're holding where by the name of Yesh Ma'ayin, the Rebbe will explain from Matzilus to Bria is Yesh Ma'ayin. Okay, so let's continue inside. V'chol zeh, beginning of the line, in the middle of the page. V'chol zeh, hu b'shtal shalos, ta'ilam is biya atzma. In the shtal shalos, you see where I am? V'chol zeh? Right there, you made a line. In the shtalshalus of the worlds of Biyat, going from Briya, Yitzirah, Tasiyah, that's all shtalshalus. There's a connection from the new level, from the level where it comes from. Omnom, hishavus Biyah, me'elam atzilus, ibederech yeshmayin. But creation of Biyah from the world of Atzilus is yeshmayin. Why is it yeshmayin? Sharei batzilus, ivachayayichad, ivagamayichad. In Atzilus, whatever, all levels that are there, the Eibishter, the Eir, Chayoi is the life, the Eir of the Eibishter that's there, and Iyu v'Garmoi, the Eibishter and the Kalim. Garmoi literally means the structure, like the word Garmoi means the bones, just like a body of a person has a structure of bones which hold up the whole body. So too, Garmoi refers to the Kalim of Atzilus. So but whether it's the Eiris, whether it's the Kalim, it's all Chad. It's all Akos. Atzilus is no Metzius. The whole entire Metzius is just an expression of the Eibishter, including the specific levels that there are. Chesed, Gvura, all these specific levels, they're just an expression of the truth of the Eibishter in various different Teifanim. There's no Metzius at all. They sense that their entire existence is just this to express the truth of the Eibishter. That's the reality of Atzilus. Ubebiyah. But in all the worlds of Biyah, beginning with Bria, Hare Gam Olam HaBria, Shuaf Shara Samatzias Bulvat, even the world of Bria, which is just the beginning of a potential of an existence, Hu Gam Kein B'chlal HaYesh Kanal. As explained before, this is already a world where there is a Metzias that's very bottle, but still a Metzias. So that change from Atzilus to Bria is not a change of just another world, another level, like it is between Bria and Yitzira. It's a Hischachus, it's a Chiddush Gomer. The fact that there's something that's identified as a metzias, not just a full expression of the Eibishter, that's a chiddush davar. It's mitzad Eibishter, there's no such a thing. It doesn't make sense that such a thing should exist b'chol. V'mkein hareze bein areich legamri. This is truly bein areich. This is truly a new, total new existence where you look at this and you say, where does this come from? There's nothing in the source that is a beginning for this, that's a potential for this. There's no relation from what it is to what it is in the source. In the source, it's absolute yichud, one with Hashem. And here it's a new metzias. That's u'biyahu yesh. It's going from a place where all there is just godliness to an existence of a yesh. V'hishavos ha-yesh teres. V'hishavos ha-yesh melukos u'yesh mayim. Creating a yesh from the reality of Atzilus, which is purely a lakos, that's yesh mayim. The fact that there should be a new metzias that identifies itself as something mitzad, the truth of who the Eibishter is, it's abgefrekt. There's no nesinis mokum for such a kind of thing, b'chlal. It's a heschachos. The Eibusha creates a new reality where there's a metzias that's teifus makim. An example for this, the way this is reflected within the nefesh of a person. The Eilemus, you have also the mashal of the Eilemus in the nefesh of a person. Machshava and Dibur, the relation between them is like the relation of Ilav Olam. Machshava and Dibur are the mashal for Elam HaBriya and Elam HaYitzira. Briya is many times referred to as Alma Deskasya. It's a world that's completely concealed because it's totally bottled. It's an existence. It's a Briya. Alma Deskasya is a world which is a created world. Like the Mayim and the water, it's a created world. The fish that are there exist, but they're totally immersed and bottled in their source. So the same, it's the same also with machshava. Machshava is words and ideas that are articulated in words and sentences, but it's all bifnimius. It's inside the person. It's very closely connected to the person himself. When a person has feelings or ideas, it comes out in his machshavas automatically. A person's machshava is constantly in motion. It's constantly working, constantly thinking. Machshava is concealed. Not only the fact that nobody else knows about what you're thinking, the real concept of machshava is it's you. It's related to the pnimius of the person. That's machshava. So therefore, it's a mashal for elam abriya. Then you have dibur. Dibur is also words, also oisius, but oisius that are related to an outsider. So it's oisius that are much more concrete and much less expressing the pnimius. So the mash of machshava ubehelem, this that the machshava is concealed, baba gili by oisius to dibur. Comes out and is revealed and is expressed in the words of speech. So the difference between machshava and dibur is not just simply whether another person can read your thoughts or another person can hear the words you talk. The difference is much deeper. The real concept of hela means that it's immersed within you. It's more of an expression of who you are, who the person is. Dibur is not so much of an expression who I am. Dibur is more of how I communicate to someone else. So it's based on how I'm thinking about someone else and how am I going to get the message to him. So that's much less of an expression of who the person is. So, but nevertheless, though, the nekuda here is, even though on one hand, in other places in Chassidus, it'll explain to you, Ba'arichis, the great distance that there is from Machshava to Dibur. It's two totally different worlds. At the same time, though, you look at the Aisiyas HaDibur and you ask, these Aisiyas HaDibur, are they reflecting something that was before Machshava? The answer is yes, of course. If a person's going to have one kind of Machshava, and then he's going to speak b'dibur, it's going to reflect a certain aspect of what he had in machshava. Could be in a very diluted level, and it's not the same depth, and it's not the same. But nevertheless, you see how the dibur is expressing what was there before machshava. So it's not a eschatshos, it's not a pesanu inyan. Omnom, oisius ha-machshava, k'moshenim shochem, l'maylam oisius, the words that a person has in his machshava, the way they come from the nefesh itself that's higher, before there's any letters, before there's any words. So what's the person himself, the actual feeling itself, the feeling itself before there's any articulation to it, the idea itself before there's any, before it's sized up and put into words. Hareza yashmayin. That's going from a complete different world. It's mamash like yashmayin. Shaharei lamaylam machshave ei mitzias oisius klal. Higher than machshave, there is no oisius. When you look at the oisius itself, you're not going to see anything of the nefesh itself. Meaning like this, even though if you look at the actual Isis, if you can look at the teichen of the Isis, if you can look at the content of what these Isis are saying, it's expressing a certain thought, certain idea, a certain feeling. That feeling is related to the source of where the feeling comes from, which is the nefesh of the person himself. But the Rebbe is not talking about that here. We're not talking about the teichen, which is inside Isis. We're talking about the actual Isis. The actual Isis are kelim, which limit and articulate. And take something which is nafshiyizdik. Nefesh is life. It's me. It's the inner experience of the nefesh itself. And Isis are concrete. It's in Chassidus it says that the Isis are the daimim sheba nefesh. As far as the daimim is from a medaber, so too, within the person himself, the actual feelings, the actual ideas that you have is a nafshizig expression. It's a ruchnizig and nafshizig expression of who you are. The words, that's just to limit it and articulate, that's a doinim. The words itself, without the teichen shebezeh, it's a totally new chiddush. It's taking something from the world of nefesh and bringing it down to the world of concrete, of defining it in words. That's a chiddush within the person himself. This is a mashal for this idea of chiddush. So the point here is, here you see from this mashal, this relates to what the Rebbe said before, if you think to yourself, the concept of Yesh Ma'ayin relates dafke to a Gashmi's existence that's created, as opposed to a Ruchnis. When we think usually about Yesh Ma'ayin, you learn in Tanya about Yesh Ma'ayin, what is Yesh Ma'ayin referring to? Yesh Ma'ayin is referring to the physical world that's created as a Yesh that came from Ruchni, which is Ayin. Yesh Ma'ayin means Gashmi from Ruchni. That's not the definition of Yesh Ma'ayin. The definition of Yesh Ma'ayin, as you see here, the Rebbe is saying that Machshav and Dibur from the Nefesh itself is also Yesh Ma'ayin. Because the concept of Yesh Ma'ayin is a different word, Hischachos. When there's something new that's not related to the source, that's not a reflection or an aspect of what existed in the source. So therefore, even Beruchnius, you also have the concept of Yesh Ma'ayin. From Olam Atzilus to Olam Abriyah is Yesh Ma'ayin. From a place where it's absolute Achdus Havaya to a world of Briyah, which is a Yesh, which is a Metzius, as subtle as that Metzius is, but there's a new Metzius here, that's a Hischachos. Mitzad the source, there's no mocking for it. That's the real concept of Yesh Ma'ayin. K'moikein hubinyan olamis. So the same as we see here regarding Machshove, Dibur, and regarding what comes from higher than that. So it's the same that's applied also to olamis. The Briyah v'yitzire hem dugmas Machshove v'dibur. Briyah, which is within the person, which is concealed, that's like Briyah, a creation that's totally bottled. Yitzire is the Dibur. Yitzire is already when something is formed. It's formulated much more. It's like Dibur, which is articulated, and it's more related to outside the person. And he said, Hine Yitzire mi Briyah hugilia helep. The world of Yitzire, even though it's a totally new world, but it's created from Briyah, not as a Yesh Ma'ayin. It's revealing and developing a certain aspect of the world of Briyah. Abu Briyah Ma'atzilos Yesh Ma'ayin. Briyah, coming from the world of Atzilos, that's Yesh Ma'ayin. It's a totally new thing that in the world of Atzilos doesn't exist. Atzilos represents absolute Achdus Havaya, and Briyah is a new Metzius where there could be an Epis of Yesh. That's the concept of Yesh Ma'ayin. Here the Rebbe goes, continues here a step further, that even Atzilus itself, if you compare the world of Atzilus itself to the Gilui Elokos that there is higher than Atzilus, Atzilus is also Yesh Ma'ayin. And sometimes it actually even says in Chassidus that the aspect of Yesh Ma'ayin that there is in the creation of the world of Atzilus is even more than the Yesh Ma'ayin that there is in Olam Asiyah. Hine, so now that we understand this idea, that the real concept of Yesh Ma'ayin is the concept of Hischachos, when there's a new reality that's not related to where it comes from. So, K'moshu Matzilus L'Biyah, just like from Matzilus to Biyah, that's a Hischachos, it's a Yesh Ma'ayin. Keinu Gami Oirein Seif HaMaitzu L'Atzilus. The revelation of Oirein Seif, where there aren't any Tziyurim, there isn't any Sfiris. Oirein Seif is Pshitus. Going from Oirein Seif, which is the simplicity of the Eibishter that's expressing absolute bleak vol without any gedarim, going from there into a world of Atzilus, which where there are Sfiris, where there's a Metzius, not a Metzius like Briyah. Again, it's a Metzius which is absolute alakos, but nevertheless Atzir. Going from the Pshitus of Oirein Seif to the Tzir of Atzilus, Shugam Kimederich Yesh Ma'ayin. It's also Yesh Ma'ayin, meaning it. You can't say that the spheres of Atzilus are developing and revealing something that was before. Something that was there and is just now coming down, a certain aspect, a certain development of... No, it's absolute Yesh Ma'ayin. Why is that? Sharei lamaylam Atzilus ein inyan ha-kelim. Higher than Atzilus, there's no concept of kelim. So as you see here, the Rebbe is specifically, when the Rebbe is talking there about the fact that Atzilus is Yesh Ma'ayin, it's a big, big arichas and chassidus about this. This is one of the things that's discussed in Samach Vav and in other places, this exact point here, whether Atzilus is defined as a Yesh Ma'ayin or is Atzilus defined as a Gilui Ahelem. On one hand, Atzilus is a world which is Achdus Havaya. It's absolute Elokos. So how could you say it's a Yesh Ma'ayin? How could you say there's something new here which is not expressing the truth of the Eibishter purely? Atzilus is expressing the Eibishter 100%. Everything in Atzilus senses and experiences and feels. My whole entire thing is just a flow and a continuation of the truth of the Eibishter. Not a Metzius which then recognizes. No, it's l'chatchila, a flow of the truth of the Eibishter that's being expressed in different tefanim, including the Kelim as well. So in that sense, l'chayda, Atzilus is just revealing and expressing what's there before. The Helam that's there in the source is just coming out in a different oifen in this level here of Atzilus, but it's not a new chiddush. But on the other hand, though, it says in many places in Chassidus, and here the Rebbe is explaining that Legabe, the Kelim of Atzilus, is the Eiris of Atzilus, and is the Kelim of Atzilus. Legabe, the Kelim of Atzilus, what's before Atzilus, it's Yashmayim. The very fact that the truth of who the Eibishter is, and his power, his unlimitedness, is being expressed in limited spheres. So true, the Sfiris of Margish, that its entire Inyan is to express the Eibishter through this Eifen. But the very fact that the Eibishter is being expressed through a specific Eifen is a Hischachus. Mitzad the source, the Eibishter is not expressed in any specific way. His truth is expressed undefined, totally simple and pshitus and bli geder. So true, Atzilus is also an expression of the truth of the Eibishter, not a Bria. But the fact that the Eibishter is being expressed in a certain Tzior, That's a Ischachus, it's a Yeshmayin, it's a whole new concept. It didn't exist in the source. That's the Gabi the Kalim. This is a Metzilus Yesh Metzilus HaKalim, huh? So here we're talking about the Kalim. Here that I was going to explain here. There's different Pratim. There's this Sai, the question is two things. First of all, Sai, which aspect of Atzilus are we talking about? In Atzilus there's Eiris, and Atzilus is Kalim. And Sai the Gabi the source. When you compare Atzilus to what's above Atzilus, and you say that it's Gilei HaHelem or Yeshmayin, what level in the source are we referring to? So here the Rebbe is explaining. When you talk about the Kelim of Atzilus, so then it's Yeshmayin. Vim Kelim Ma'ilam Atzilus La'Atzilus Be'Pchinas Yeshmayin. Since before there's no Musig of Kelim, meaning you can't say that the Eibishter is being expressed through a specific Inyan, so therefore it didn't exist there. It's a Chiddush. It's a new concept. Okay, Besviris HaChochme, Shehi Reishus HaAtzilus, Chochme, which is the beginning of Atzilus. Ki Yidua, Sheba Eilemes, Hini HaChochme, Hi Eilem Atzilus. B'chlal, it's known that Chochme is the main sphere of Atzilus, Bina is the main sphere of Bria, and then the Midis are in Yitziris. So Chochme is the main Nina of Atzilus. Chochme is a sphere that expresses the truth of the Eibishter. Chochme is Koyachma, but it's a sphere though. Hini Yishavus HaChochme Ma'akeser, Hi Bebchinas Yashmayim. Chochme, from what's higher than Chochme, which is from Keser, higher than Atzilus, is a Yeshmayin. Kama Yishakasu, the Pasuk says, Ve'achochme me'ayin timotze. Chochme comes from ayin, which is Keser, and timotze. The word timotze means it's like something which you find, a new thing that's found where you don't know what the source is. The Rebbe explains here right now what this expression of timotze means. Timotze is the concept of Yeshmayin, not Gilei HaHelem. Kamoi mitzia, like when you find a lost object. Sheini yedeya v'loy nigash atzlei klal, where the person that finds it, that's just chances upon a lost item that's on the ground. He has no clue, v'loy nigash atzlei, and he has no feeling, no sense. Klal hamakim mayim bale, where from where this came from, it's a total surprise, and he doesn't know the source, he doesn't know the owner, he doesn't know where it comes from. That's the expression of timotze. Timotze means when one level or one existence comes from a place where you can't identify its source. It's like the pashtus, it is begashmis, you can't identify its owner. The concept of mitziah is when something happens where you don't, where it's like a shock, where it's something absolutely new. The Rebbe was always medayik the sinyan also regarding the famous lashon of the Gemara, Yudbeis Psukim, Yagaita, Umatzosa. That Chazal tell you that if you're miyageya, so they're not vehisakta, not that you will reach, you will earn, you will gain, but Yagaita, Umatzosa, Tamen. If you're miyageya in Teire, in a mitzvah, in a good thing, then the Eibishter will give you mulmaila, sarusa de leila, that comes bederech metziah. Not lefiyerech, and it's something that will open up for you, a new channel, a new connection, a new understanding, a new perspective that will be beyond what the person himself was trying to figure out. That's the idea of a metziah. So over here, therefore the Rebbe is saying, based on this pasuk, a chochme me'ayin te'motzi, from keser, to chochme is a metziah. It's yesh me'ayin. Okay, so right here the Rebbe explains that this is not, it depends what aspect of Atzilus you're talking about. It depends what level from where it comes from you're talking about. This that it says in other places. Chachma of Atzilus that's created or that comes to be from before Atzilus. It's not a Yeshmayin. It's not a totally new concept. Chachma is expressing the Eibishter. Chachma is Koyachma. And it's an absolute expression of the truth of the Eibishter. This was, by the way, the Shir Tanya. Very famous line in the Shir Tanya that we learned just this past Shabbos in Perek Lamed Hey. There's a Hagah in Perek Lamed Hey in Tanya where the Alter Rebbe writes, Shamaiti Mimayri. think in Lakutei Amarim it's the only time that the Alter Rebbe writes that expression. Shamaiti Mimayri, he heard from the Mezrit Shemagid. What is Chachma? Chachma is a sphere that expresses Hu Levadei Hu Ve'ein Zolosei. That's exactly what Chachma is. Chachma feels is nothing other than the Eibishter. Chachma is the openness to the truth of the Eibishter. So when we speak about Chachma and you say that Chachma is Yesh, a Yesh Ma'ayin, that the Chachma is a Psanu Mitzias, not a full expression of what was before, so that's a very big Chiddush. The Pashtus, we know that Chachma is the whole Mitzias of Chachma is justice that it expresses the truth of the Eibishter. So therefore it's called Ilu Va'olol. Ilu Va'olol means it's related, it's bringing the source here. So Harezeh, it still depends in contrast to what level. Harezeh, kemoi shachachme, hilagabe chachme shebekeser. Chachme, that's an atzilus. In relation to chachme in keser, shu chachme stima. So over there, there's also a level of chachme. A different kind of level of chachme, chachme stima. So that is ilaval. Over there, the chachme of atzilus is expressing what was already before. Shadug malzeh benefesh. What is the concept of chach mistima within a person's own nefesh? In the kaychas of a person, who kayach hamaskel. There's the kayach hamaskel, which is the source of a person's seichel. When a person doesn't understand something and you get stuck and you're trying to figure something out, so in your actual kayach of intellect, you feel like I can't understand this. And you're working and you're miyageya and you're trying to go deeper to be able to connect and to understand what's the truth of the matter here, what's really over here. What is a person magish at that moment? In the level of my revealed seichel, I can't figure this out. There's a deeper source in the nefesh of the person that's even more powerful, that has more clarity, that has truth. The nefesh of the person is the source of his life and the source of the truth inside the person that is able to connect and see the truth. So b'shas, you're trying to figure something out, even if you're in the level of your seichel, you can't. But there's a kayach, a source of that. What happens at that moment where a person all of a sudden chaps an idea? What are you margish at that moment? That this, there was just now, it shined into my seichel from a deeper source, a certain clarity, that even in my seichel, it became understood. Seichel is a level in the person's nefesh that has certain rules, has to make sense, has to work, has to fit, has to make sense according to the rules of logic. So seichel is also an expression of the nefesh of the person, but already on a level where it's more concrete, where it's more. But then there's the koyach hamaskel. Koyach hamaskel is before there's actual seichel within the nefesh itself. The nefesh has the power, the source of the seichel to have clarity, even if it doesn't make sense in the rules of seichel, even without the concrete rules of seichel. That's the source of koyach hamaskel. But it is related to the seichel. It's called the koyach hamaskel. Koyach hamaskel means it's a source for the seichel. When a person is margish, that idea, when you try to figure something out, and all of a sudden, you have that moment where you get it, and you're margish that this that you got it, it came from a certain source, even though it's hard to identify that source where it came from, but you're margish that it came from somewhere, so that chachma from koyach hamaskel, he bederech ilavol. You can't say that this koyach haseichel that you now understood is something completely new, not related to any source where it came from. You sense that it comes from somewhere, that there's something deeper in my nefesh that got it. And that's where it then comes down into the more concrete level of logic and seichel. Shekayach hamaskil nirgash b'chachma. There's a certain sense. There's a certain sense that you have that the understanding comes from a deeper place in your nefesh. The kashen efelis loy eza askala. When a person has this new idea, this new flash that comes into your mind, there's a certain sense you have that this comes somewhere from inside of you. When a person has a certain idea, why does Reuven have ideas in one eifin and Shimon has ideas in different eifin? Different people are creative in different eifanim. Every person is margish that it's based on the hard wiring of his nefesh. There's something deeper inside your nefesh which has an atiyah. Some people, the ideas that they come up with is always going to be noited to chesed. Other people, when they come up with new ideas, when they're creative, it's always going to be noited to gvura. Because there's something deeper in the koyach hamaskel of the nefesh where it comes from. And that's something you could sense to some degree. That's the concept of the chachma of atzilus, the way it comes from the chachma stima of Chochmah Shebekeser. Okay, we're in the middle of Indian here. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.